This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Regular media just randomly says, hey, let's get a caller on Skype and have him on as a guest, but I do things different. And if you're listening to Adam Harry Cassidy, who he looked up, his family is, who he says, his dad ended up like the Communist Party in Canada. It's way more interesting than just some regular guest, though we have a big guest, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty, who's been really pioneering. Nobody else has been more pioneering on exposing what's really happening with the coronavirus other than Mike Adams. And Mike Adams was like just stunningly vanguard on this. But his wife is Taiwanese American, and so he has all the contacts over there. So he's reading the news over there and translating it here. But Dr. Boyle's going to join us. I wanted to have Mr. Cassidy and also the college student Braden Morrison finish up. Braden, next minute or two, closing comments, other points you'd like to make. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, so closing comments here. I was talking about, you know, what could we do as, you know, conservatives to try to increase our own platforms, even though we are being attacked from basically all sides. So something that we can do.
That's been done because we're successful, so you need to do more. When that's you're in a war and you're under attack, it's because you're successful.
100%. If you've seen what happened with the Groypers going after Turning Point USA, you would know that we absolutely have the power to not only go after just the left, but Conservative Inc., which is also wishing to stunt our growth as much as possible. So something that listeners can do, if you have, you know, Facebook accounts, really any sort of social media, you know that we're going to end up being censored. But there's a couple of flaws in the system that people have been taking advantage of for a really long time. There is, in order to bypass text filters, something that you can do is use letters and characters from other languages that look like the ones in English, and you're able to get your point across that way because technically the computer thinks that it isn't saying the same thing.
Exactly.
And another thing that we can do is we know that pretty much any link to InfoWars is going to be automatically removed. So another way of getting around that would be to use something called a URL shortener or, you know, even another program like AdFly or something like that. You're able to take the link and then insert it into this program and it will spit out a totally different link.
You're able to cloak the URL.
It's true. Yep.
And exactly. We should have you back as a guest just of real world solutions. That's why we created like News Wars now and Band.video. Those are censored now as well. But exactly, InfoWars is the big evil one that they want blocked. But word of mouth, it's the best to promote because people know that's verboten. Thank you so much, Braden Morrison. And I really want to get you back on in the near future on this show and others. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And anybody out there, if you want to get in contact with me, Instagram is its_Bradio, and Snapchat is BradenM1401. Thank you very much for the opportunity, sir.
We'll talk to you again soon. All right. We only got like a minute left. Thank you for coming on, Adam Harry Cassidy, TowerOfBabel.ca. Talk about the Tower of Babel system real fast.
Well, the spiritual the software we need for this hardware is a spiritual identity that begins at conception and that you then express into physical reality. What they want is for you to have no identity except for one that is expressed externally upon you, often by yourself, as you are given no identity to have, but that you can choose from outside of yourself. So that is the control system as I see it. You can read more on my blog, TowerBabel.ca. I'd really like anybody to help me get my brother out of the psychiatric abuse he suffered his entire life. He's an outpatient on Gilmore Street at Options Bytown. He's blinded himself now after being over-medicated and unattended in multiple self-harm incidents months apart during their dismissal of my complaint.
We're out of time, but brother, we love you. We appreciate you. And what you talk about, they try to give us an identity that's false. This is the key. We have identity. God gives us at birth, our destiny, and we take it. And I saw all these fake identities. I knew my identity. I knew my destiny from the time I was like 2 years old. What you talked about is powerful. We really appreciate you, sir. We'll be right back with Dr. Boyle.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because don't have the food, but because they got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Those minds are not for him. So put them down and say it again. Is he ever quite in defense?
All right. I have not touched the coronavirus today because I was waiting for Professor Dr. Francis A. Boyle to come on. Leading American expert in international law, responsible for drafting the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 89, was it adopted into world law? The American implementing legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention. He served the board of directors of Amnesty International, represented Bosnia and Herzegovina to world court. He served as a legal advisor to Palestinian delegation of Middle East peace negotiations. 2007, he delivered the Bertrand Russell Peace Lectures. Professor Boyle teaches international law at the University of Illinois. And is author of, and he goes through all of the different books he's written. He holds a doctor of law, magna cum laude, as well as a PhD in political science from Harvard University. His latest book is Poems Against the Empire, which is a collection of poetic reflections on his experiences fighting for peace, justice, human rights, international law, social welfare, and the United States Constitution. And he joins us now. I would call him a classical liberal. A liberal today, or Levis, is a fascist, just like a neocon is a fascist. So the terms don't mean anything. And he's got big breaking exclusive news here, and he sent me notes. But I think the best way to do this is for at least the next three segments, he pretty much hosts, so that he can walk you through this. But this is serious news. This is very important news everybody should pay attention to. The Wuhan coronavirus came out of the BioWare lab. That's even being said by the White House now. Dr. Boyle and others were saying it 3 weeks ago. The UNC lab should be shut down. Everyone investigated for violating Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act. He's got major studies that have just come out. So he's an expert on bioweapons and the law. So we've got 8 minutes to break here, then a 9 minute segment, a 10 minute segment. I'll take us into break, Dr. Boyle, but you go ahead and host. You've got the floor here. Thanks for joining us.
Well, Alex, thank you very much for having me on. My best to your viewing audience. Yes, I sent your assistant a email on Monday that I had revised my opinion on certain matters, and also I had come up with what I concluded were the smoking guns that the Wuhan coronavirus came out of that BSL-4 facility, and you'll note now that Senator Cotton saying the same thing. He was behind me at Harvard Law School, and despite that, the New York Times slammed him, and as you know, Senator Cotton is a decorated combat veteran. No surprise there from the New York Times. So, yes, I have these scientific studies now. Basically, I read these things over the weekend, which is why I changed my mind and said I had new information and alerted your assistant on Monday. And today is the first day I could give you an extensive interview. I want to go through these scientific studies so that you and the viewing audience understand their implications. I believe they are the smoking gun of what happened here. The first is by some life scientists, three from Marseille, France, and one from Montreal, clinical research laboratories there. It was published on antiviral research 10 February 2020. Okay? And I had a chance to read it over the weekend. I read these types of things over the weekend. Now, I'm not going to go through this whole study, but they did a genetic analysis of the Wuhan coronavirus. And let me just conclude the critical part here, where it says, quote, and may provide a gain of function to the 2019 nCoV for efficient spreading in the human population compared to other beta coronaviruses. Let me repeat that. Quote, may provide a gain of function to the 2019 nCoV now for efficient spreading in the human population compared to other coronaviruses. So, Alex, you recall in the first interview I gave to your colleague, Mr. Schroyer, and then the follow-up interviews I gave to you, I stated that this was clearly a gain of function, offensive biological warfare.
You said that 3 weeks ago, you said that 2 weeks ago, and now it's not just a big Indian institute. Now more life scientists have scanned it. They're saying exactly what you were saying.
Right. Well, this article here is the smoking gun. Okay. It clearly.
And again, tell people again the article and how they find it.
Well, you can. I got it on Science Direct, Antiviral Research, 10 February 2020.
Antiviral Research,
10 February 2020, and it's a long title, but it starts out, the spike glycoprotein of the new coronavirus contains a furin-like cleavage site absent in the COV of the same
place. So that's exactly what the prestigious Indian Institute said, is that it has the points where the artificial RNA was injected. I mean, they can see right where it happened.
Right, but this was a genetic, as you know, that was withdrawn under political pressure. But now we have four very distinguished life scientists here. Yeah, that's it right there. And the smoking gun here is on page 11, near the bottom, the last full paragraph from the bottom, where it says, may provide a gain of function to the coronavirus for efficient spreading in the human population.
So explain what that gain of function means, because not all of us are experts on this like you, Doctor.
Right. Well, gain of function. So let me repeat, Alex, as I told you before, gain of function technology is DNA genetic engineering of dangerous biological warfare substances to begin with.
It's like the souping up of already bad pathogens.
Right. It's a turbocharging. And gain-of-function work can only be done safely in a BSL-4 or a BSL-3 facility. So I think clearly this is the smoking gun that the Wuhan coronavirus came out of, that BSL-4 facilities.
Now, so does this mirror what the Indian Institute said, or is this different?
Well, I think it goes beyond what the Indian study said, but we'll get to that in a minute, the Indian study. Okay, so I think, you know, I've now, excuse me, provided the smoking gun here. This is clearly a weaponized biological warfare agent. And there is no legitimate scientific or medical use for gain-of-function technology, DNA technology on biowarfare.
So there's no excuse that it's a vaccine test that got out.
That's baloney. This is clearly an offensive biological warfare agent, and it has no legitimate medical or other purposes.
This is beyond sensational. Is that why we're seeing the very serious response to it?
Well, you know, Alex, we first discussed this over 3 weeks ago, and they're still attacking me for being a conspiracy theorist and fake news, and I'm a nutcase and a nut job and everything else. So there's been a massive fight back in the all the mainstream news media against this. And indeed, as I told you before, I've been completely censored out of all the mainstream news media here in the United States.
But everything you said has been confirmed, and now a major scientific group's come out and confirmed it. Let's get back to that smoking gun and recap that and get all the other documentation straight ahead.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, we have a leading expert in international law who's led major delegations for the U.S. government. Expert in biological weapons anti-terrorism, responsible for drafting the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act that got adopted as world law, Dr. Francis Boyle here, and I'm reading the same studies he's reading. So more scientists come out and look at it and say this thing is man-made, and they show how, and they say it's conclusive. You notice major Indian institutes came out and said the same thing 3 weeks ago, and so we're going to walk through more of these studies in this segment. Next segment, just as a father, as a citizen, as a human, as a citizen of the planet Earth, I'm going to ask Dr. Boyle what he really thinks the end game is here. Was this accidentally released as we were hoping, and that's bad enough, or is it something even more sinister? Are they using this as the excuse to invade Taiwan, as they're now doing? Dr. Boyle, please continue with the studies. The spike of, and we have the whole breakdown here with the study.
Right. Well, now let me get to the second study, which is another smoking gun and a bombshell, Alex. There's no other word for it. You remember in our previous interview, you asked me if this had come out of the BSL-4 facility in Winnipeg, Canada, was stolen out of there. I said that could have happened. Winnipeg is our equivalent of Fort Detrick. They do every type of hideous, offensive, Nazi-type biological warfare work up there you can possibly imagine. But, again, on the basis of materials, scientific materials I had a chance to read over the weekend, I have changed my opinion on that. I think I have the definitive evidence where this came from, and it came from the BSL-3 biowarfare lab at the University of North Carolina. Now, I have condemned them before because they have done gain-of-function work, DNA genetic engineering, on every hideous biological warfare agent you can imagine, including MERS at that time, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome agent, which, again, is a biowarfare coronavirus. Now, it just came to my attention.
Say that again, because we're going to pull this up as you speak. You said the other study, we pulled it up.
The study I condemned was their gain-of-function DNA genetic engineering on MERS, which is Middle East Respiratory
System. And that was the University of?
North Carolina. Right. They have a BSL-3 biowarfare lab there.
By the way, that's something I keep reading, that they do level 4 stuff at level 3s, right?
I think they are, but they're doing it with a level 3. The last I saw, that's all they had. But let me go through this study. It's entitled A SARS-like Cluster of Circulating Bat Coronaviruses Shows Potential for human emergence.
So say it again, because we have radio listeners, hundreds of stations. A SARS-like cluster, the name of the paper,
A SARS-like cluster of circulating bat coronaviruses shows potential for human emergence.
That's 2015, December 21st. We have it on screen.
That is correct. In NatMed, that's it. Now, if you look through this carefully, first, notice who was involved in this DNA genetic engineering of SARS, which is already a biological warfare agent, to give it gain-of-function activities. And it has all these people there from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. It has someone from the Food and Drug Administration. So you can't trust the Food and Drug Administration. And then at the very bottom of the list, who is involved? Zhengli Li Shi, Key Laboratory of Special Pathogens and Biosafety, Wuhan Institute of Virology, Chinese Academy of Sciences, Wuhan, China. So it's very clear to me that this scientist from the Wuhan Institute of Virology got this gain-of-function technology for SARS from this University of North Carolina lab. And he didn't steal it, or he or she didn't steal it. What happened was, if you read carefully to the end of the article acknowledgments, they acknowledge a National Natural Science Foundation of China award. So, in other words, the Chinese government paid them to have one of their top biological warfare experts involved in this type of...
By the way, Dr. Boyle, stay right there.
Sure.
I'm reading the paper. I mean, I know you have big news. You sent us links, but I'm just now reading it. And you talk about smoking gun. This is the Chinese government paying for the exact same thing with a U.S. lab. How did you discover this? This is smoking gun. How the hell did you find this?
Well, Alex, I told you that it's part of my professional responsibilities to stay on top of biological warfare. So I came across it and in my research. That's just part of the job.
Look, you're explaining it very well, sir, but just dumb it down. Our next guest is great, but we're going to move into tomorrow. This is too big. I know you've got time, so... Dumb it down for everybody. Why these two papers are so smoking gun? Because I'm sitting there, look at this. This is incredible. This is unbelievable.
I have more than that.
I know. Notice
they acknowledge National Natural Science Foundation of China War. So, in other words, these death scientists at the University of North Carolina took dirty money from China to allow that one of their top biowarfare experts from this Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, which has the BSL-4 facility. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they permitted this Chinese scientist to work with them to give gain-of-function biowarfare DNA genetic capability to SARS, which is dangerous enough to begin with. And let me just go through some of the language here. It is truly a smoking gun. Clearly, that laboratory must be shut down immediately, and all those scientists investigated by the United States government for this and their responsibility here and for violating my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989. But let me continue. This is what they said. We built a chimeric virus that encodes a novel zoonotic spike protein in the context of viable SARS. This approach characterized the threat posed by SARS coronavirus spike.
Dr. Boyle, stay there. We got to go to break. This is so bombshell. I'm reading the paper right here. They are admitting that they built the very virus that China paid the U.S. to build, and now it's been released. And why did they release it? So Xi Jinping could grab power and invade Taiwan. Wow. This is unbelievable. No matter what you've ever heard on this show, this is the craziest and the most documented. This is over the top, and we've caught them red-handed. Unbelievable. We'll be right back. Tell everybody you know, tune in right now. This is unbelievable.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets. But everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And the
colors. So, I don't want to get metaphysical here, but my dad is a retired oral surgeon and dentist, and he's also developed some drugs that got approved with the Pentagon, and that's some other things. And he's got an office over here, and he works here part-time. And there was something about today's show with Dr. Boyle coming on. I said, you know, my dad's got that skull from medical school. That's a real skull. And one of my earliest memories of being like 2-3 years old, and, you know, the skull's in a black box, and I, like, toddle over and open it up and, like, drop it on the floor, and the German Shepherd ran out in the backyard with it. My dad got real pissed off. He said, "That's important. You need to respect that. That's a real skull." So one of my earliest memories is a German Shepherd running out in the backyard with a skull. But it's just funny. I thought today's show, I don't even know why, I just went and said, "Dad, can I put your skull on air?" Because he's got it in the office over there. He said, "Yeah, just, you know, respect the skull and everything." But the point is that this is real. Something big's going on. And now I'm looking at all these prestigious reports going back 5 years ago, how they engineered this. And Dr. Francis Boyle wrote the U.S. biological, you know, weapons law. And he's here laying this out. And I can read the reports. It's ridiculous how obvious this is, that the Chinese paid a U.S. university. That's all over the news. Yale and Harvard are in trouble for 300-something million. But it turns out it's billions total. That's Wall Street Journal, New York Times, for Chinese communist funding. So, for whatever reason, we're better at science than they are, and they're getting us to finance and build their surveillance grid, all of it. So, for whatever archetypal reason today, I'm like, I want a skull on the show today. I might have showed this skull in 20-something years on air once or twice. And why did I go get this skull? I just thought, like, today I should, like, do that to point out that we're all human. And it's like Macbeth, you know, sitting there when they dig up his old teacher and he's talking to the skull. So that's all in the middle of this. Dr. Boyle, please go back to where you were before we went to break and how big this is and what's breaking here and the double smoking guns here and even more you've got of where this came from, because that'll give us the answer, hopefully, of where it's going.
Right. Well, to continue then, it says, this approach characterized the threat posed by a spike in primary human airways. So, in other words, they're designing this to infect human beings by their airways, and then it says in vivo. So, in other words, they are using live animals.
Slow down and start over. We're, again, give them the paper's name again. This is so huge. They're making it to infect people. You're right. They should be arrested.
Of course, they should be prosecuted. No question at all about it. That's the, I think, the one you already had up there. But in any
event, I'm going to stop interrupting. Just recap what you just said. Walk through this again.
Right. We built a chimeric virus. So they joined these different biological warfare agents together into a chimera. As I told you, swine flu.
As you said 3 weeks ago, it's a chimera.
Chimera, right. And here they are doing it to have a, quote, spike in primary human airway cells in vivo. That's surrogates for us, okay?
Jesus.
Now, if you continue here, they took mice and they, with their technique here, found robust replication comparable to SARS.
Wonderful.
So they're using the gain of function technology.
They're testing it to make sure it spreads quickly.
That's right. And it's not just SARS, it's gain of function. Together, the data confirmed the ability to infect human airway cells, et cetera. So they know exactly what they are doing here.
Just like Ford makes F-150 trucks, you just found who made this, and they're openly bragging about it.
Right. Let me continue. Together, the data indicate that viruses utilizing what they put together are capable of inducing considerable disease in mice in the context of basically SARS.
Wow. And again, SARS is the same coronavirus family.
Right. It's weaponized coronavirus. They also conclude that they really couldn't find an antibody against it.
Wow.
So it's extremely dangerous.
Total jerks.
So let me continue then.
Just starting to ask, you know, well, these people better be arrested really quick.
Right. Now, let me continue here where they say... Their new DNA genetically engineered virus constitutes a gain in pathogenesis. That's gain of function right there. They admit it. Pathogenesis means lethality and infectiousness. And we know that even Lancet has said lethality is about 15%. If you disaggregate numbers even put out by the Chinese government, it's about 17%. Together, these data represent a crossroads of gain-of-function research concerns. And they just make it clear they are going to continue anyway. They also point out that they involve HIV-based pseudovirus prepared as previously described.
Which is what the Indians found. Oh, my God.
That's why I was going to get to that. Yes. HIV is up in there.
This is ridiculous.
No. This is the type of Nazi biowarfare work these scientists do, Alex.
Oh, no, I agree, but they're publishing it. They're admitting they did it.
Let me continue, Alex. In a footnote, it says, cells were originally obtained from Fort Detrick. That's our biowarfare.
So that means U.S. government biowarfare was running this.
They were involved in it, too. Yes.
Jesus. So let me ask you this. When you learned this weekend, what was it like? Was your heart beating faster?
No, I decided to notify your assistant there Monday morning, and then later that morning, CNN in India did an interview with me on this, but that was only for about 20 minutes, and then I had to go back to my teaching. But, you know, this is what I do professionally. And,
no, I know, but this is unbelievable. I'm reading the report right here from 5 years ago. They've been, obviously, I don't think the university knew that this would be used for this, but what did they think they were doing when they were giving a foreign authoritarian government a bioweapon? I mean,
right. Well, it's all greed. They were paid for it.
It's like you said. They just take the money, like you said 3 weeks ago.
From Communist China and their top biowarfare expert.
Well, here's an example. I own 50 caliber rifles. If a known criminal came to me and said, I want to buy them, I'd say, hell no. You don't give criminals 50 caliber rifles. Well, a 50 caliber rifle's dangerous, but nothing compared to this. What the hell is going on? How are U.S. weapons research laboratories, under the guise of safety research, allowed to give the CHICOM stuff like this? This is, you're right, I've been on there 25 years. I've never seen a scandal this big. This is, it's all right here. They admit it.
It's even worse than that, because all this work, this biological weapons work, involving the Wuhan virology, was approved and funded by the National Institutes of Health.
Wow.
Which I've discussed with you before, and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. Okay? I told you before, these agencies were up to their eyeballs in research, development, and testing offensive biological warfare weapons.
Dr. Boyle, stay there. You're a great professor and amazing. When we come back, you've got to recap it all and boil it down for the average viewer. Because I'm smart, the viewers are smart, but I've been on there. I'm not just being dramatic. I've been on there 25 years. I've never been this shell-shocked. I'm reading these mainline reports. We pulled these up from you. This is it. This is the very virus 5 years ago, cooked up, sold to the Chinese government. I know you don't speculate, but when we come back, why is it out now? What's the end game? How bad's it going to get?
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Horrible food. I was getting prepared because at gut level, I felt that there was a disturbance in the equilibrium of the planet and that I needed to be more prepared with 2020 and all that's going on. That's why listeners were like, hey, horrible food's selling out everywhere like 3-4 weeks ago. Why aren't you promoting it? Well, we're always promoting high quality horrible food. But with all that's happening and with the globalists trying to destabilize things, now is the time to get prepared. We have the best horrible food for the price you're going to find out there. And they have it in stock, and they're ready to ship it out to you within 10 to 14 days because they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. I hope everything turns out okay with the coronavirus. It's already out of control. But I hope that it planes off. Though they're saying it'll be a new yearly flu, and it's going to mutate, and it's going to kill tens of millions, Bill Gates says, in Africa alone. But I have horrible food because I want to sit on top of what my family needs, energy. Yeah, I've got some insurance and I've got some things like that, but insurance you can eat, like ants bringing food down into their world instead of a grasshopper that dies in the winter, is so fundamental. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. My Patriot Supply is our big sponsor for over a decade. They're in our computers. They take the orders as they come in. You go to the head of the line. You lock in your order. You get your storable food. We also have the Immune Guard. We sold out of the 16-ounce, the 1-ounce, and the 3.4-ounce are going to sell out very, very soon. The 1-ounce within just a day or two. The 3-ounce at current sales rates in like a week or less. And yeah, it's got nano silver that knocks out viruses and, you know, is really good for you and your family. But it's stuff we're always promoting. I kind of feel guilty even promoting stuff during this crisis, but we were already promoting all of this. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. Ultra 12, really high quality, organic, sublingual B12, it's back in. And that funds our operation as Bloomberg and others finance the attempt to take us off air. And, you know, I'm not going to get into the Bloomberg thing. I made the decision this morning that I'm going to go ahead and get into what we've been given about Bloomberg financing the lawsuits against us. Just so you know how evil he is, and I'm just not going to do it as some little afterthought here. This is big front and center what we're covering right now with Professor Dr. Francis Boyle and the admissions that a U.S. university engineered the exact virus now spreading across the world. So finishing up with its provenance, the fact that these are the smoking guns, sir, in synopsis, I know that, you know, limits the time we have, and I really appreciate it. Come back tomorrow if you can. And then get into big picture, the response, how you think it got out, why it was released. I mean, I know that's speculation, but we know it's engineered. We know the U.S. government knows it's engineered. We know this happened before Trump 5 years ago, but still, just how the hell could this happen?
Well, let me go back here to this second study to point out, it says at the end, quote, "The current manuscript has been reviewed by the funding agency, the National Institutes of Health. Continuation of these studies have been requested and approved by the National Institute of Health." So notice the National Institute of Health under Fauci is funding this Nazi biological warfare work, and they have approved and requested further development of it. Which obviously this study was 2015, and the NIH wanted it to become even a more deadly pathogenic virus. And you can also then see here the money from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. This woman, I think you pronounce her name, Lesmonier, is out there now in public. Well, she's up to her eyeballs in this too, as is Fauci. And finally, I originally condemned this North Carolina lab because doing gain-of-function work on MERS, as I said. Today in the USA Today, Tony Fauci admits that the lethality rate of MERS is about 36%, whereas SARS is 10%. This Wuhan is 15 to 17%. So notice Tony Fauci and the National Institute
are backtracking.
No, they know full well that they were paying this North Carolina lab in cooperation with the Wuhan BSL-4 lab and program to develop biological warfare weapons.
So is that why Senator Cotton and even the White House are like, hey, China, we don't buy the providence of this because they know China paid a U.S. university to do this. Let me ask you this then. How bad is it going to be? Why did China do this? I know that's speculation, but as just a citizen, not just a lawyer and an expert on this, what the hell, what do you think the end game is? Why is this out now? Was it used against Taiwan? We know China bought it as a bioweapon.
Well, let me just discuss one more scientific article with you. Archives of Virology 2010, page 155. And here, Wuhan was working with an institute in Australia to DNA genetically engineer a super bio weapon involving SARS and HIV. That's right in here. You can read it. Okay? And apparently it was successful. So as far as I can tell, Alex, what happened was the Wuhan Institute of Virology took the and this was the Australian government knew all about this. And it says This work was jointly funded by the State Key Program for Basic Research Grants from the Chinese Ministry of Science, Technology, and Knowledge. So, and the other writer here, Australian Animal Health Laboratory, in Australia. So, as far as I can figure out here, what happened here, Alex, is that the Wuhan scientists took the North Carolina SARS with gain of function, which is already a biological warfare weapon, and they took the technology here behind this well-developed SARS HIV weapon, and they all brought it back to the Wuhan BSL floor and tried to DNA genetically engineer it into a chimera, into a biological warfare weapon involving the coronavirus, the HIV virus, and gain of function.
So it's all clear in the papers. They admit they did this. You've reverse engineered it, an incredible job. Do you think it was done on purpose then? Who stands to gain? T. Bono, as a law professor, who would do this? Who stands to gain?
Well, clearly China has an extensive biological warfare program they have. Not as extensive as ours. I mean, we have 12 BSL-4 facilities here in the United States all doing this Nazi biowarfare work. They should all be shut down tomorrow. As well as the
I totally agree. And then giving China the fruits of it. The Chi-Coms can come buy bioweapons from us?
They bought it. So what is interesting here, Alex, is that they didn't steal it. They bought it. And we sold it to them. And we sold them access to it. They brought it back to that Wuhan BSL-4.
Is there any race specificness to it?
Well, as I said before, we have seen one black African victim reported that I've seen. So right now I am withholding judgment on that. But, you know, the Chinese put all this together for themselves. And, of course, they were planning to use it as biological warfare against us. There's no, I mean, well, I guess.
They. So do you think they got on an accident, or what do you think?
As of now, Alex, I think it was an accident. That BSL-4 facility had leaks of SARS at least twice before, and I believe it was an accident, and that is now confirmed by Chinese scientists themselves. And this is the fourth study I want to put before you.
Stay there. We'll do five more minutes before Paul Watson takes over with Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Convention and all the rest of it. I've been on there 25 years, folks, and this is just tops it all. I mean, we're talking about our children, the whole future, everything else. I had this premonition this morning. I said, let me just get that skull my dad's got, you know, from his medical days. Let me bring this in here just as like a little prop to just think about mortality and the fact that we're all mortal. And there it is, and now we're just laying this out. This is just end-of-day stuff. If not this, it'll be something else. I mean, what are these labs doing? Why are they selling it to foreign governments? It needs to stop. It's mad scientist behavior. They want to reduce world population. They want to distribute it out so they can deny who did it. They just want plausible deniability for bioweapons releases and mass population reduction. That's really what's happening.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.